In dynamics, gaining skills, we start moving into composing. Just to review, this is similar to composing we do in Go and Stop. When we're composing, we post our cards horizontally with a stop card at the end, and we read the cards from left to right in a predictable manner, just as we would read a sentence written from left to right. So, step one, we'll post our cards horizontally. We decide how many cards to post, and we make sure we post them up high so we're not blocking them with the leader's body. And then, if necessary, we choose a sound. Now, we say if necessary because you have the option in this activity of using loud and quiet cards that are body percussion cards, for example, clapping. You can have a large clap picture and a small clap picture. Or you can use instrument cards, for example, a large shaker and a small shaker for loud and quiet shaker sounds. So if you are using those generic green cards, then you'll need to decide which sound you're going to use. And if you're using body percussion or instrument cards, obviously you'll do whatever it says on the card. And then we proceed with playing. The leader points to each card in sequence from left to right in a slow, steady, predictable manner. And, of course, after we're done, we like to repeat this with a new leader and perhaps new cards. Some options we have for sound. We can do a continuous sound, for example, clap, 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 clap. Or we can choose to do one sound only per card, which is a little more tricky. So each time we point to a card, only one sound happens. Now, we've put the expert students with the gaining skills together on one page here because basically, it's the same activity, but when you're upping the ante for the expert students, you're going to think about adding different kinds of sounds. So, for example, with body percussion cards, you could have clap and stomp and at different dynamic levels. So it adds a whole extra element of difficulty for this. And again, with instruments, you could have two kinds of instruments and loud and quiet versions of each of these. Very tricky, and I would recommend, especially if you're working with instruments, try doing the instrument cards activity first before trying any expert level dynamics work with instruments, because we want to scaffold that and make sure that everybody's knowing what they're doing.